This is MSO News Sports. We're joined by Mark Betancourt, head football coach at Peabody High School, off to a 1-0 start with their win last Friday against Revere. Coach, welcome. Good to be talking with you again.
Always a pleasure.
Coach, before we get to the game and the team and the game ahead this week, just a quick note. Having been at the game Friday night where Mike Mastrocola showed up battling leukemia, it appeared to be a huge inspiration to the city, to your team, and so on. But maybe just tell that story again for our listeners about Mike.
Well, 2 weeks before we opened up for camp, I was actually on vacation with my family in Hawaii, and I got the call that Mike was sick. They took him to his doctor's appointment, and they said that there were some tests that they had run that were irregular. They sent him to Boston Children's Hospital, where they did more tests and determined that Mike was suffering from leukemia. He immediately was put into a room and was there for 5.5 weeks getting chemotherapy and blood transfusions and a whole bunch of other tests and things to try to help him. As soon as I found out, obviously I called the family. They were unable to answer the phone. They were obviously busy doing other things. I talked to my head of my boosters, and they had information because the Mastrocolas are very involved in our boosters. And we had a GoFundMe page started. I believe Carson Brown's mom, the running back from St. John's Prep, Peabody kid, very good kid and very close with our players and the Mastrocola family, started a GoFundMe page. And that was an amazing, I think in 3 days they had over $30,000 raised for the family, and we just had to figure out what we could do to make things better for the family and what we could do to help Mike. Obviously there wasn't a lot we could do to help Mike except for pray and think about him every day. And you know, football started, and you know, I told the team that Mike wasn't going to be with us that in the situation, and there's a ton of heartbreak there because you know, Mike was a senior captain and very well respected amongst the kids. And it was difficult at first. We tried to turn that negative into a positive by motivating our team to play for Mike. We had 66 stickers put on the back of our helmets. Our entire youth football program said they want to put it on their helmets. Bishop Fenwick said they wanted to put it on their helmets. We got contributions from Masconomic, Revere, at the coin toss on Friday night, handed a check over to the Mastrocola Foundation, and our community as a whole just went into high gear, and the support was overwhelming. And talking to Mike once we could, you know, one of his big goals, he said, "Coach, I'm going to beat this, and I want to make it to one game. I don't care if it's Thanksgiving. I want to be there for one game, even if I can't play. I just want to be with my teammates." And I kind of use that as our rally cry for our team, that you know, we're going to keep praying and hoping that Mike can make it to one game. Never in our wildest dreams did we think it would be the first game against Revere. So when I found out he came home Wednesday and he talked to his doctor and tried to get permission to come to the game on Friday, they gave us a list of things we had to do, precautions we had to have. He had to be by himself. He had to wear a mask, and you know, nobody could hug him, shake his hand, go near him, because his immune system was so weak that only his parents and his family could be near him. We agreed to everything. We set up a little thing at the 10-yard line during the game where it was quartered off, had some people make sure no one went near Mike, as excited as they were, and let him watch the game. And then for the coin toss, I talked to Revere and the referees. Our captains left a, you know, big enough space out there at the bowl for Mike to come out on his own, not near anybody, and be a part of the coin toss. It was a very emotional moment for everybody. My coaches, there wasn't a dry eye in the stands, and you know, the players and the coaches were you know, obviously very emotional about the fact that, you know, what was happening was a miracle, and that Mike was doing better. His body was making his own blood, and he was starting to, on the road to conquering this horrible disease. And I think you saw the way we played in the first half, probably the best first half of football we've had at Peabody High since I've been coaching. And I think a lot of that was the inspiration that Michael brought to our team by being here. And our kids played great, and we were able to pull out a big win in week one.
You're right. It was a great first half of football for you guys. And I understand the GoFundMe page, if it's not still up, if they can't get to there, they can also donate to your Football Boosters Association and so on, because I think some people probably are still learning more about this, as we speak now, into the season. So people can feel free to do that.
Yeah, any donations anybody would like to make to help the family get through this difficult time can be sent to our boosters. Shay Lynch's mother, Andrea, and Vinnie O'Hara's mother, Jess, are our booster parents, the president and vice president. Anything that they get for donations to the Mastrocola family, they put them into one check and send them to the family as soon as they, have the means to do so.
Mark, just two quick follow-up questions. One, on last week's games, now that you had a look at the film, a few days, a couple of deep breaths, anything different you take out of the game one in that against Revere?
Just a lot of things that we did well is a sign that the kids are listening. Things that we didn't do well, now we have a better grasp of what we need to make sure we cover a little bit extra. We spent some extra time doing a lot of the gap work with the defensive line, a lot of the blitzing, getting too deep, things that we think could hurt us against Lynn Classical and moving forward. Watching the Classical film, obviously a different challenge. Lynn Classical has a ton of good athletes, they can run spread. They'll run some power at you, and you have to be ready for both extremes. And offensively, with that many athletes, we have to figure out whether we think they're going to come after Shay and put pressure on him, make him get rid of the ball early, or they're going to sit back with eight guys and try to just defend against our athletes. So either way, we'll be ready for whichever one they do. We'll practice both and hopefully be ready for Friday night.
Well, I know you also coach baseball, Coach, so you knocked it out of the park with that last question of mine, because you answered my question I never asked, so that's perfect. So we're done. Thanks, Coach, and good luck this week.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Mark Betancourt, head football coach at Peabody High School.